I had something else I was going to read today, and I was out on the bike trail this morning, and God had me change it. And I always rejoice when the power of God meets you on the bike trail. The ducks get out of your way. What I'm going to read to you is from The Confidence We Have in Him. It says, there are times when there seems to be a stone wall in front of us. There are times when there are not feelings. There are times when everything seems as black as midnight, and there is nothing left but confidence in God. What you must do is have the devotion and confidence to believe that He will not fail and cannot fail. You will never get anywhere if you depend on your feelings. There is something 1,000 times better than feelings, and it is the powerful Word of God. There is a divine revelation within you that came when you were born from above, and this is real faith. To be born into the new kingdom is to be born into a new faith. And when God told me about sharing this, He also wanted me to share with you why I believe those words, why I rejoice when I read those words. And I also want to put before you today another option for healthcare. 15 years ago, I was pregnant with my fourth child, Stephen. It was several weeks before he was expected, and I was having him by a midwife. I'd already had child number three by a midwife, and used to it. But a couple weeks before, my midwife came to visit me, and Stephen was breech, but that was not unusual for somebody my size, and I still had a couple weeks to go. So we weren't too upset about it. There were some things that I was going to work on. And then she said, Kathy, the next couple days, I don't know if it was the next week or the next couple days, she said, my husband and I are planning to go visit my family in another state. I think it was Arkansas, somewhere like that. Would this upset you if I went? Would you be too nervous? I said, no, I've got a couple weeks left. I'm fine. And she said, well, we're going to be gone for about 4 or 5 days, and then I'll be back. I'll give you a call. She said, if anything happens, when you call my pager, because back then we had pagers, it'll go directly to my assistant, and she can help you with whatever you need. That was fine. I didn't really like her assistant as much as I trusted her, but, you know, I wasn't expecting anything to happen. The day she was to have left, I woke up in the morning a little late. I think I stayed a little bit later in bed, and my water broke. I remember lying in bed going, oh, no, this is not good. And the first thing I did was I reached down and felt where the head was. Now, this is child number four. I've carried four babies now. I know the difference between the head and the bottom of a baby. And I felt the head, and it was still right under my right rib. I woke up my husband and said, you better call the assistant. Here we go. And I knew she wasn't going to be in town, and I was going to have to deal with the assistant. My husband left the room to call the pager, and I sat up on the edge of the bed. And I can remember this conversation as clear today as it was 15 years ago. I said, Jesus, I'm in trouble. And if you don't do something for me, I'm on my way to a public hospital. And you know how public hospitals just love women that use midwives. And I'm going to have to deal with their opinions and their attitudes. But if that's where you want me to go, I am going to humble myself right now, and I'll go to the hospital. My husband came back in. The phone rang. It was to be the assistant. I picked up the phone. It was my midwife. And I can't tell you how excited I was to hear her voice. And I said, Rose, you're supposed to be in Arkansas. She said, Kathy, I was getting ready last night and packing, and God said, don't go. She said, I told my husband, God's telling me not to go. And he said, well, if God's telling you not to go, we're not going. miracle number one. I was much encouraged. Then I said, Rose, can you even deliver this baby? I'm a couple weeks out, and with the midwife, you can't deliver a baby that's considered premature. She stopped for a minute. She said, Kathy, hang on. Let me go get my records. She went back. I could hear her fumbling around. You know, I could hear papers rustling. I could hear her counting up. She said, Kathy, I can deliver today. Miracle number two. She said, I'm on my way. I didn't tell her about where the head was. She got to the house, and I got everything ready. I mean, you know, like I said, baby number four, there's no panic. I know how to do this, you know, all the whole bit. And she got there, and she checked me, and she said, Kathy, we're ready to go. I still haven't started labor yet. She said, we're ready to go. And I looked at her, and I said, Rose, he was breached this morning. Her face, it was so funny. Well, it's funny now. It wasn't funny then. Her face turned white as a sheet. You can't deliver a baby as a midwife if it's breached. She said, Kathy, let me check again. You know, she checked and she looked at me and she said, Kathy, this head's down. We're ready to go. You know why that head was down? You know, I didn't even feel Stephen turn from that morning when the head was right there. After she checked, I felt again, his head wasn't there anymore. His head was down. I had a prophet that I used to listen, well, that I'd still listen to. But he used to tell a story about one of the first miracles he saw was a colt turned in its mother's womb when he prayed. I took that story for myself and realized if God would turn a colt in a mare's womb, he would turn a baby in a human's womb. And you know, I bet that horse wasn't even born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost. So you know what? That was something I could cling to. When she told me, his head's down, we're ready to go, that's miracle number three, I thought, we're set. But my labor wouldn't start. Now, I've always had very short labors, very intense labors, but very short labors. We could not get my labor to start. We went for a walk. We got in the Jeep and bounced around on rocks. I mean, I went and ate Mexican food. I mean, I just, anything we could do to get this labor started. Besides, I mean, we were praying the whole time, could not get it started. Now, with a midwife, you've got 12 hours from when your water breaks till that baby comes or you're going to a hospital. The midwife cannot deliver a baby after 12 hours because they're afraid of infection. It was getting closer and closer to that 12 hours. Finally, my midwife said to me, Kathy, my assistant and I are going to get in the van and we're going to drive down the road and we're going to park. She said, we're only going to be a couple blocks away. She saw there was a school down there, so we're going to park in that parking lot. We are going to leave you alone. And you and your husband do whatever you need to do. You pray, we're going to get out of your way, and then you call me when you're ready. She left. My husband went in the back. I went to our bedroom, started praying. I broke through, my husband broke through, came back in. I mean, we met each other in the hallway. My labor, I knew when I broke through. I knew when God was with me. I mean, it was immediate and it was hard and it was, we're not wasting any time. I called the midwife. I said, we're on, get up here. You know, when she came in, you know, we started the labor. I know how to do this, you know, fourth child, it was no big deal. But she made a comment. She said, at one point, she said, but between labor contractions, she said, I cannot believe the intensity and the length of your contractions and how you handle them. She said, I'm going to sit on the other side of the room and we are going to leave you alone. You obviously know what you're doing. Well, the power of God was with me. God had already performed four miracles for me. This baby was on its way. Now, do you want this Or do you want health care? You know, unless I'm going to say 2 hours only because I don't remember exactly, but I believe Stephen was born in the next hour. And he came out just as smooth as any baby needed to go because the power of God was with me. Turned that baby in the womb, and you know what? I never even felt it. Do we want the power of God, or do we want the flesh? That's why this is one of my favorite quotes from Smith Wigglesworth. When there's nothing left, there's the Word of God. And you know what? That's all you need. Amen.